What's up, everybody?
What's good, family?
And welcome back to another episode of Is This Gonna Cause an argument? My name is Angel Lakita Tanksley, also known as Angel Lakita Moore, also known as That Chick Angel. And joined with me, my husband of 13 years and my co-host. Tell him who you are, baby.
I'm Marcus Tanksley, also known as Tank, also known as Marcus Ain't on the Gram, also known as That Heifer.
And we also have our third host. Yes, he's like, give me some love. Give me some love if you're watching. He's got his hands going. We have our one-year-old Amar sitting in studio with us today trying to mess up our vibe, but we won't let him. If you are tuning in to Is This Going to Cause an Argument for the very first time, thank you for joining us in 2020.
We greatly appreciate you.
Also, you can rate and review us where you're listening to us at. It makes us more discoverable. It allows other people to find out about us. So make sure you're following us and rating us. We want to give a huge shout out to our three sponsors of today's episode. Hello. We have Pipette, Magic Spoon, and Apostrophe. All brands that we've worked with before, so we're excited to have them back again. We also want to give a huge shout out to our Patreon that's in the building. Bang, 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 pow, pow, pow.
Patreon. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for joining us. If it's your first time listening or watching, and if you, you know, our Patreon, we call them the immediate family. They are watching us live. They're watching us record this live. They're watching all the mistakes, all the behind the scenes. And they can swing this conversation one way or the other, depending on what they say.
So,
and they're known to fly off at the mouth sometimes.
So if you're wondering what Patreon is, it is a $5 membership in order to get exclusive and early content.
2021. Shante said you said 2020.
Okay.
Expected for the next month or so.
This is a group that you can join for the low, low of $5 a month, 16 cents a day. And you can watch us film this live as well as other content I'll be doing. I do believe this week I'm going to actually put it in our Patreon board, a vision board party with my Patreon. So any of my Patreon members that do that type of stuff, they could have already started it. And it's just like, yes, I need the motivation to finish mine. We'll be doing one together as a group virtually, of course, but still, you know, be fun. So yeah, make sure you check that out at www.patreon.com/thatchickangel. So I have a question I got to ask you on camera. What was that? Why were you holding up the cell phone?
Because I was trying not to look away from everybody like that far away. Because right now I'm like over here. It looks like I'm doing something not related to the podcast. And I'm looking over here so I can see the comments. So I was like, maybe if I hold my phone up here by the lens, it's just a slight eye adjustment versus a head tilt and look down.
Oh, I was like, is he want? Does he want me to see something? If y'all could have seen, I was just like,
basically what Angel seen.
You almost rolled over my toes.
No, I didn't. It's back here.
No, no, it hit my toe and I moved it.
Basically, Angel sees me doing this beside the camera.
And if you're not watching,
she sees me holding up the phone beside the camera, like I'm trying to show her something. I'm not. I'm trying to just look at the comments and make it look like I'm not texting or something on the side.
Yeah, he's doing a lot. Just like this baby is doing too much.
I ain't doing a lot. I'm trying to help the look.
It's okay. I mean, now that people know what's going on.
Angel be hating. Anyway, now the reason, so we did a backdrop last time, and if you were watching live, you could see the backdrop, like you could see the parts where it wasn't covering, because we were just trying to go for a different look. If you go back and if you watch it, the one that we posted, like on YouTube, you'll see what we wanted everybody to see, which was only the backdrop. But since then, we have a new camera, a new lens.
We had a new camera lens when we did.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm sorry. We had the new camera lens. But anyway, this camera completely like blurs out the entire background. Like if you're watching right now, or if you're watching, you know, on Wednesday, you'll see I'm a lot more clear than Angel right now because we're on two completely different planes.
Yeah.
So this camera is good at picking up, you know, everything. So once we saw that, we were like, oh, we don't need no backdrop. We can just go with the raw background of Angel's completely clean office.
Once we have a different space that we're shooting in, we might go back to a backdrop. But right now, we're just going to use the, you feel where we're at. So something else that we're doing differently technically, just in case you're watching this.
Also, on top of
it. On top of it, typically we stream into YouTube via my cell phone. And those that are in Patreon see that view And then those who watch afterwards see whatever the view is from the camera that we're capturing it from. Well, I decided that I wanted to be able to see the view. I wanted the people watching live to be able to get the same clear view as the people who watch the edited version on Wednesday. So we are streaming into the nice camera via the platform StreamYard so that I can see everybody's comments. Thank you guys. Somebody just said, Just Joy said, my outfit is fire. Thank you. I wish I could remember the brand that sent me this, but it's a black owned brand. Can you see the tag? What does it say, babe?
It says,
you might have to spell it.
Kajoey.
Oh. And then Amara's dropping stuff. Okay.
KGO.
Keep holding. I don't know. KGO?
Y'all heard the spelling.
Was it KGO or KJO?
KEJEO. So you're saying it?
KEJ.
Kajo, or I said KJEO.
Yeah, KJEO. Anyways, they fire. KEJEO. Fire. Yeah. I have hoodies for the boys too that I wanted to take pictures with them in. So what are we, how are we going to do the start of the podcast, babe? What are we doing?
What you mean, what are we doing?
In my feelings.
Oh, I thought just like we changed the format. Like, what you talking about?
You know what's
up? In my feelings.
In your feelings?
Yes.
All right. Now, if y'all didn't get to see the first podcast of the year, it was a total In My Feelings podcast.
The whole podcast.
So In My Feelings is a segment where we tell you what's got us feeling good or, excuse me, I said good, what's got us feeling good or what's got us feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
So, babe, kick it off because it feels like there's something on your soul.
It's still, some residual from the last podcast we did. I was literally just sitting here as we was, you know, setting up and everything, and I just thought to myself, did I need to get a time? I just thought to myself that we were talking about it today. It's like a lot of times I don't get excited about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
For the reason of protecting myself from disappointment.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like if something's happened, like let's say, I don't know, give me a situation. Like, for instance, with Angel's career, like let's say she just did an audition for a TV show, a series regular, or a movie or something. It's like she'll be excited during the process. I hold my excitement in. I'm like, I ain't going to celebrate until we get the first, basically till after we shoot and see it on TV. That's when I'm going to celebrate because anything can happen and it does happen a lot in that industry. So I'll just be like, she's like, you excited? Yeah, I'm very excited. I'll get excited for her, but I'm like, I'm going to hold it in. And that's, my way of protecting myself from, you know, huge disappointment. So, coming into the holidays of, you know, Christmas and New Year's or whatever, I was excited for my vacation. And I was showing it. I'm like, I couldn't wait. Friday, the 18th of December, I'm like, whoo, it's going to be on and popping. Vacation. Here's I come. All right, I'm going to make it worth it. Every single day, I ain't going to waste a goddamn second of this vacation. And then punk ass Rona. Oh, he got me. Ooh, when I see him, I'm going to bust him dead in his mouth. Knock that hat off his head. I'm going to put a glove on. Still don't know how. But anyway, so, and literally as we were sitting here setting up, and I'm just like, I can't believe, like, literally my entire time off that, like, and it didn't just ruin, like, the vacation, like, Christmas, New Year's, like, I'm away from my family the whole time. It was off. So that's got me in my feelings. However, I ain't gonna repeat all the same stuff I said last time.
But you know what? That might be what we should talk about as a topic, though. Is we filmed, what was the show that we did? We did The Bald and the Beautiful today, a mukbang, which will be posted later on this week on my channel. And we briefly touched on you and Melissa wanting to do delayed happiness, kind of.
Yeah.
And I don't. I like to celebrate in the moment. So we might be able to tap onto, we'll tackle that as well inside of this podcast a little bit more.
All right.
So what's got me feeling good is that I found a new nanny. I am praying that this situation works out. I don't know about you all, but like because of COVID, because we've had our someone in our household, my husband, have COVID. I was already reluctant about who I would have assist me with my kids. My mother is, she's working, plus she's in school, so it is not an option for her to be able to watch the kids, which would be like the best option if she wasn't working. So trying to find someone that lives a very confined life that is not susceptible to a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, is hard to do. And so I was getting ready to hire a stranger from care.com, someone who had like the background check and all that stuff, guaranteeing a minimum amount of hours to keep that person from working for another family. Because that's also a caveat of if you work for me, you work for no one else. And having to like know that this is going to be now a high monthly bill. Prior to the person I had watching them before, because she was a friend and because we both knew, like, one, she didn't want to get COVID. And two, she was actively interviewing to get a job. She was not going to work for anybody else. It was just us. So there was no thing of like, I got to give you this amount of hours for you to work. It for her, it was just like, listen, thank you. You putting some money in my pocket. I'm cool. So with these other folk, I'm having to be like, okay, this is how many hours I can give you. Can you live off of that? Because I don't want to see you working for nobody else. Point blank in a period. That's all we doing. Okay. So I found someone last minute, right before I was about to hire a stranger from care.com. One of my sorors, this is why I love my sorority, who's also a Mocha Mom, because I put it in the Mocha Mom chat. I was like, I need somebody who can work this many hours, has a completely flexible schedule. Basically, someone who is unemployed and desperate for some money that I don't have to worry about while watching my kids.
My bad.
It's, you know, my husband's got technology going. I just said my husband. All I said was my husband's got technology going. Calm yourself. So she starts tomorrow. I'm paying for her to get rapid tested before she comes by the house. And she'll be with us for a couple hours tomorrow. And then she'll be the one to watch the boys when I am doing Here's the Thing on Tuesdays and Fridays. And then anything else I have in between. So that's got me feeling good. I knew the Lord, huh? I knew the Lord was going to come through. So I wasn't worried per se, but I also be like, so what you going to do, God? So what we going to do? Father God, in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
So what's got you feeling good? You tell us what's got you feeling bad. What's got you feeling good?
Going into this year, just stepping into 2021. Look, we still got the same issues as last year. The date don't change what's going on out there. However, it feels like you still at the beginning of the year, it feels like you're starting with a clean slate almost. So, kind of a little bit about what we're talking in this episode. I have plans to do things differently. Of course, everything that we're working on and building, that's got me feeling great. Especially, you know, as we talk about the different things that we want to do, just in private, when we talk about it, or when we got other people around, our business partners, our friends, what we plan on doing, that's got me excited. Mm-hmm. And also, same as I said in the last podcast, somebody said, Marcus had COVID. Yeah, man, go watch the last episode. Mm-hmm. Just again, thankful that nobody else in the house was affected with that. Yeah. I'm definitely grateful and thankful for that. But that's what's got me feeling good. Just stepping into 2021, it's a lot of big things going to happen this year. Positive things, great things, far beyond what happened last year. Because we did, regardless of everything going on last year, we did have a pretty good year as far as learning how to pivot.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely feel like we did a really good pivot, and we one of them gray hairs.
You got two little points coming out your beard.
That's from him. I think we definitely we figured out how to come out on top of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Everybody didn't have that luxury and that blessing, just the way they were affected by last year. However, I am grateful and thankful that we were able to.
What's got me feeling some type of way, though, pimp, is COVID. It has pushed back production on so many things that I was excited to do. So I think I told you all, I booked a sitcom. I auditioned for it last year, booked it, was supposed to shoot it the 4th through the 8th. But because we have an influx of COVID cases in California, they pushed it to the 11th to the 15th. Then they pushed it again to the 18th to the 22nd. Then they pushed it back up to the 11th, 15th. They were like, we can get it done. So I went and got COVID tested last week because, you know, when you're shooting a show in traditional Hollywood, they and these studios have the money. They have us tested every other day. What are you doing? Stop. Then I got a email saying they pushed it not 1 week. They pushed it 2 weeks. They pushed it to the last week of January. So the 25th to the 29th. Now, these are good problems. However, I'm already booked on atypical. So, and I don't even know if I'm supposed to be saying that, but it's out here now. So atypical, I was supposed to shoot the 18th through the 22nd because of COVID. They got pushed to, not the 18th, the 20th to the 26th is when I was supposed to be doing atypical. Then they got pushed to the 27th to the 2nd of February. So right now, the two shows are laying on top of each other. So we're just praying that the Lord makes the atypical days work around the sitcom. So praise the Lord for work. But it also, not only did it push back the shows that I was getting hired to work on, it pushed back my show. The crew, producers, they came down with COVID. My husband, it was like,
yeah.
So everything shut down. So this is the second time we've had to move. Actually, third time we've had to move the date of Crafts and Cocktails. And I'm so excited about the show. I'm also nervous because this show is not free. It costs money and I want it to be successful. And I'm just like, when am I going to be able to shoot this stuff? But before I finish complaining, let me jump into our first sponsor. Oh, and it's perfect. Amar's right here. He's so connected to the sponsor because this is what I use on him right now. Don't pull me away. It's called Pipe It. Pipe It is, let me tell you, one of the safest, cleanest baby and mommy brands you could ever, ever want to use. Hold on, you guys. Let me pick up this child. Here we go. Let's tell them about Pipe It. Pipe It is a clean baby and mommy care brand with a mission to give every family the best start. Any parent wants what's best for their children, and that includes using only the safest products on their delicate skin. Pipe It has quickly become a customer favorite for its ultra-gentle baby lotions, oils, and washes. And right now, you can score 30% off its entire collection of personal care items. Pipe It sets the standard of clean and best-performing products. While the FDA bans only 12 potentially harmful ingredients in skincare products, Pipette, Amar is upset with that. He's like, the FDA only bans 12? Ugh. Pipette bans more than 2,000, ensuring its products are safe, effective, and uses only non-toxic ingredients available. Pipette products are also EWG verified, vegan, hypoallergenic, sustainable, pediatrician, and dermatologist approved. Now, let me tell you about the hand sanitizer. Everybody should have hand sanitizer. Mm-hmm. This is not the time to not be having hand sanitizer, okay? Pipe It just released their $5 hand sanitizer, and it's infused with soothing skincare ingredients. I'm not going to say the words because I can't pronounce it, but I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. plus germ dominating 65% ethyl alcohol. The fragrance-free Pipe It hand sanitizer uses similar ingredients to other products like, again, the two words I can't say, squalane and glycerin. The antimicrobial sanitizer contains 65% ethyl alcohol, which exceeds the CDC's recommendation of 60% alcohol in hand sanitizers for effectiveness. It eliminates 99.99% of most harmful germs and bacteria. Skin stays protected and soft, non-sticky, lightweight. It's like a gel. Also, it's fast absorbing, no rinsing required, and safe and healthy for the whole family. So we want you to visit pipeitbaby.com and get 30% off using our promo code ARGUE. Again, visit pipeitbaby.com and get 30% off with the promo code ARGUE. Pipette is the safe, healthy solution for the whole family, and we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. So yeah, like truly COVID just kept delaying so many things that I was so excited about. And I know delay is not a denial, you know, it's not a no, but it still is frustrating.
Yeah.
It still is just a thing of like, yeah. So I'm hoping that, yeah, you get it. Yeah. So I'm hoping that, you know, come February, we'll get the other episodes, 8 episodes of Crafting Cocktails off the ground. But this gives me time to try to really push, the pilot episode so that I can hopefully get some brand sponsors for all the other episodes. So that's my goal,
yeah,
is to really get some, either liquor brands to sponsor it or crafting brands to, you know, yeah, get a hot glue gun brand to be like, we'll drop a couple thou.
Absolutely. And well, maybe that's spreading, pushing out time to do.
That's what I'm hoping. That is what I'm hoping. So, a couple of things that we want to talk about, in this podcast. Marcus, who is quasi-producing this podcast, came up with the idea of talking about behaviors that...
Oh!
Jeez.
Oh, what? I'm excited. So, Angel's going to produce however many of the next episodes of Tasting with Tank.
Yes.
So, I'm excited about that.
I will be producing some episodes for my husband. I love the idea of his show. I think it's a great idea. I think what he's done so far is amazing, especially for someone not having a background.
I don't know, not a now, another nothing.
In this. and I just want to be able to take his vision, blow it up a little bit.
We'll see if y'all see a huge difference between the ones you've seen. The next few you'll see versus when Angel steps in.
We'll see. I have like the one that I want you to do for first. We have to ask him. The one I want you to do with Tahir. I have a very clear vision for it. I just have to find a place to shoot it. Because mm-hmm. that one is going to be a little different than the rest.
Right.
But yeah, I will be doing that for Marcus. And hopefully we'll be getting that done either by the end of the month or at the very top of February. But yeah. And I'll really get to be like... I produced something for real, you know.
I always try to get a producer credit.
Yeah.
Black women. God damn.
Okay, tell them what you wanted the episode
to be about. So this episode, I wanted to, because at the beginning of the year, people always talk about, you know, their goals, you know, what they plan on doing, which we actually did on the mukbang. Mm-hmm. Those are the topic. So I thought about having an episode of us talking about, and you all chime in which yours is too as well. What you plan on doing different, or what you plan on changing in 2021 after, you know, relative to 2020 or even years prior,
mm-hmm.
like not exactly goals like, oh, I want to do this, I want to do that. What are you going to do different to achieve those goals that may have failed last year or in the past?
Yeah. Yeah. I liked it. And then, like I said, I do want us to, I guess you already kind of hit on that is earlier when you were talking about your delayed happy mm-hmm. to not show it. Is that something that you want to necessarily change, or are you good with that?
I'm good with that.
You good with your delayed?
I'm going to hold on to it. That's part of my process too, is this, like we've said, actually, who said it, most recently, to hear is one of the things I live by too. I don't do a lot of broadcasting. I just do the action of it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just one of the things. It's like, I'm going to show you the house after it's built. I ain't going to take you with you every hammer, every single nail that I put into the wood. It's just like, no, just hold on. Let me finish this. And then I'll show you the finished product.
Where I am the exact opposite.
Yeah.
I want to take you on the journey. One, it helps people who follow us, who love us, who enjoy us. It helps them invest in the journey as well, Where, yes, they're all, it's all, people will take a great surprise if it's something like they still get to enjoy. Mm-hmm. But I know as a content creator in relationship to the people that follow me, I feel when I take them on the journey, they become just as invested as I am. Yeah. Like, I didn't like completely take them on the full ride of the, what do you call the, what's that thing that I was doing? The subscription box. Because a part of the subscription box is I wanted them to have a little bit of a surprise of what was in it. But they knew the day it came to my head that a subscription box was something I was going to build. So by the time we got to the point of release, they were like, B-I-T-C-H, if I don't get a subscription box, I'm going to come through this goddamn on laptop. But I understand. I actually just talked about this on my Instagram. I did a, at the very end of the year, I did, you want to give it to Daddy?
That's the problem.
At the very end of the year, I gave, told them my goals for 2021. And I know a lot of people say, don't tell people what you're doing. Just do the thing. But I like to share.
Yeah.
I like to share.
And me, when I'm in the middle of doing something, just like for an example, just when I'm doing stuff around the house, and you'd be like, so why didn't you vlog it? Or why didn't you record that? I'm just like, because I ain't thinking about, it's like, I'm just in the middle of doing it. And then I'll be like, so this is what I just did, y'all. Mm-hmm. And that's just that, was it, tunnel vision of focus of just getting it done.
Mm-hmm. But, okay, so that's not something you're changing. What's something that you are? I thought earlier that you were hinting to that you were going to change it. Nah, you're like, nada. I ain't celebrating nada.
Nah, I ain't celebrating nada. Nada. I don't break character to the DVD commentary.
What movie is that, guys?
What movie is that? Who can point that out?
He didn't say it like the character, but those were the lines of the character said.
That's exactly what he said. I don't break character to the DVD commentary.
That's how he said it.
Oh.
You said it like a thug. Sorry, you said it like a thug.
Let's see if somebody in here gonna get it. So I am.
What
am I changing?
Yeah, you're talking.
I'm going to start moving in more strategic about my movements and more strategic about what I do and being what's the word? Not purposeful, intentional.
Uh-huh.
My actions will be intentional toward reaching goals that I'm trying to reach.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to try to think things out fully. Because right now, one, Angel kind of hit on it. Angel kind of hit on it that like this whole filming and posting and doing all that, that's not something that I am well versed in. So a lot of times when I come up with an idea, I'm just like, it'll finally get to the point of like, this needs to happen. I'm just going to do it. Well, it'd probably be best if you do this. I'm going to do what I know how to do, and it'll get up, and it'll get posted. That's why Taste with Tank looks the way it does, because it's all me. I'm just like, yeah, this is what I'm going to do.
The whole thing. Ebony White guessed it. Go ahead, though.
Oh.
Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder. And yes, I'm an Aquarius. I saw a couple people asking that. Birthday's the end of this month. I ain't going to get excited, though. I don't care. No, I'm just playing. No, so that it'll be like more intentional about trying to give myself enough time. Because me is like, once I have an idea, I can't, nobody else moves quick enough for me. It's like, I want it done. Like,
and it's so crazy because
I'll procrastinate.
Not only that, like, I'll be like, okay, oh, let's talk ideas. What you want to do? Let's plan it out. And he'll be mum's the word, not want to really give over any ideas. And then all of a sudden, an idea will flash by his brain and he's like, and I'm like,
this Tasmanian devil.
Yes, that's what it feels like.
Let me do it. So I'm gonna try to give myself enough time when I do come up with an idea, give myself enough leeway to fully think it through, get the right help, because I'm surrounded by people that are experts at this.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no point, and like they always say, there's no point in me struggling when I don't have to go through the same struggle that Angel went through or anybody else. Because they've already went through it. It's like, so let them help me. So that's one thing that I'm definitely going to do different moving forward.
It's so crazy. Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how you walk the line. Because sometimes you'll have an idea, like you said, and procrastinate on it.
Mm-hmm.
Where other times you jump so fast on it, it's just like, why can't we have any prep time? for it. How do you think you're going to, because where I feel like you get in procrastination mode is Marcus will use research as a reason for things not happening. That's your big thing. So
when I'm stepping into something, my biggest thing in the past was like figuring out how to film it. That's now not no longer. Even if it looks, even if the quality ain't that good, at least I know how to film it, edit, and post it myself. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing that I can wipe off the table. That's no longer a excuse or procrastination. I can't use that now. Mm-hmm. The other thing is if it's I'm doing something, the research is because I didn't know exactly how to go about it, or maybe I didn't know about the topic, whatever it may be. So that'll be that whole research of, all right, let me just figure this out. So now when I come up with those ideas, it's like today, I give myself a deadline. It's like, by this time, this is what I want to be able to do. I'm good at working with deadlines.
Do you reverse engineer with deadlines?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay. Good. I mean, because that's the only thing is having a deadline, especially in this field, is great. But if you don't reverse engineer, you'll be sitting on that deadline looking at it.
No, it's just like, granted, I know how to do stuff like it. But it's like when I've had projects on the house, like, was that this house or the last house? One of these houses where I wanted to have, the den, where I wanted everything done by Thanksgiving. I wanted to do this to the den, that to the den. I wanted this to that. And you were like, why are you doing all this? So I was like, because I want it done by Thanksgiving. And I already had the thought process. I already had what it's going to look like. All right, now I got, all I have to do is execute. And now I got, 2 months to execute it. Mm-hmm. I don't think that would be a problem. But I can only see what happens.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think it's possible. I think your goal is possible. It's truly about execution. If you don't execute certain things, the goal is just, I mean, that's with any goal.
Right.
But with this specific one that you mentioned during the mukbang, y'all got to make sure y'all watch and you'll get to hear what he would like to accomplish in 2021. One of the things that I would like to change in my behavior of 2021 is I feel like I am slow to outsource, and towards the end of 2020 I got, so for instance, once Marcus got the vid, I had full responsibility for the kids, for Christmas, for feeding him, for feeding them, so things like editing were not going to be able to be put on my shoulders. So I already had editors, but this was stuff that I had planned on editing myself. So I quickly was like, let me hit them up. That's how you all got the Best of 2020 podcast thing. That's how you all got the BTS of Crafting Cocktail, is because
behind
I had
the scenes,
the behind those, yeah, the behind the scenes of Crafting Cocktails.
Because you and Liz,
you want to do that? There we go. Is that I quickly called up my editors and was like, hey, can y'all do this? Because I need that, because I did not have the brain space, anything to do it.
Bandwidth,
right, to do it. And so the same thing with this next round of the what's that thing called, of the subscription box. I'm hoping that I can partner with a company that will help me with the fulfillment of, and not just like a ship station where they mail out stuff, but even with the procuring all of the elements of the box. So while I am glad that I got a chance to feel what it was like to do every single piece of this box, so that I'm not in the, I won't be in the dark as it concerns production and stuff like that. That took up so much valuable time that I could have paid a couple of people to do it. And while it would have eaten into some of my bottom line, it still would have been worth it. It would have freed me up to do something, to be producing something. You know what I'm saying? Because while I know some of you all might appreciate the fact that I, without a shadow of a doubt, I put my hands on your box. I put the label on your box. I put the stickers and the everything, a bunch of other stuff in your box. I don't think that's necessary for the box to be valuable. I don't think it's necessary for me to have to be like, I put this in your box. It could be some high schooler that needed a part-time job. And as long as it's presented well and the concept was from me, it's still a valuable.
Yeah, it's like less, like somebody just said, less hands-on, more big picture.
Yeah.
And that's me. I need to learn, well, as soon as what I'm doing is more, what do you call it? What? I guess more valuable, but as soon as I'm able to do more, it's like because right now I enjoy being that, you know, more hands-on, but it's not necessary. If I want to get to where I'm truly trying to go, then I have to be able to be hands-off and look at bigger picture stuff, focus on bigger picture stuff.
All right, so let's go to our second sponsor of today's podcast, Magic Spoon. Okay, so you all know in this family, we love cereal. Okay, cereal is an important part of our day. It's an important part of our diet. My kids love cereal. My husband loves cereal. This baby even loves cereal. However, y'all know a lot of these cereals out here in these aisles, they got so much sugar in it, you might as well be eating candy. Well, that is not the case with Magic Spoon. Okay, Amar is reading the copy. Tell him about it. He loves it. He was like, when my mother was eating that Frosty, that Frosty flavor, that was your favorite, right? Wasn't it? Tell him. Okay, so let me tell you something. Magic Spoon has zero sugar, 11 grams of protein, and only 3 grams of carbs in each serving. So many of you have asked, and now you can finally build your own custom variety box. You can choose from the best-selling cocoa, fruity, frosted, and blueberry flavors, plus brand new flavors including peanut butter and cinnamon. What? How many syllables was I about to put in there?
All of them. Whatever syllable was available.
It tastes amazing, and honestly, it's too good to be true. It's keto-friendly, gluten-free, grain-free, soy-free, low-carb, and GMO-free. I do believe it's only 2 or even 3 smart points on WW as well. Okay. Also, we love it just because we are very conscious in this household about what we eat. And while it's not like we're over here just eating fruits and berries all day, we do try to make sure the stuff that we put in ourselves and in our kids is stuff that we can stand behind. And Magic Spoon is one of those products that we can stand behind. So this is what we want you to do. We want you to go to magicspoon.com/argue to grab a variety pack and try it today. And be sure to use the promo code argue at checkout to save $5 off your order. And Magic Spoon is so confident in their products, it's backed with 100% happiness guarantee. So if you don't like it for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. That's magicspoon.com/argue.
Argue.
And use the promo code argue to save $5 off. We thank Magic Spoon for sponsoring this podcast. So delegation is something. Outsourcing. Mm-hmm. You know, I outsource our cleaning, even though we got to talk to them because they ain't been doing a good job. I don't outsource our laundry, but that's about to happen. I'm about to start outsourcing. I don't know, like, obviously, I did a good job of saving money last year just because I didn't know what was going to happen this year. But now I want to put that money towards things so that I can be more creative and more productive as a content creator. What's another thing you're going to change? I'm going to get rid of him.
I'm going to just do my concentration off. I don't got much to change, y'all. I'm a pretty good person. No, well-rounded.
What about personally instead of business? What about personally?
Personally, I just need to work on myself personally. Now I need to...
talk about it. I'll be back.
I'm usually worried about a lot of stuff that's out of my control. I need to stop worrying about that. I probably talked about this sometime mid or maybe the latter end of last year. Just certain things I worry about, and it usually evolves around, work. Sometimes it revolves around, you know, personal life or, you know, whatever's going on. It's like things that even if something was an issue, I would be able to overcome, no problem. But that's one of those things. It's like that sometimes it's like, all right, what's going on with this? What's going on with that? I got to make sure I do this, make sure I do that. So I guess, and that's one of those things, the upper limit problem. It's one of those of you don't allow yourself to be excited or happy or anything, or not worry about stuff for too long before you get uncomfortable because you're always in that state of worry. So that's definitely one thing that I'm going to work on.
I missed it. I'm so sorry.
I said about worrying about things that are out of my control, or even if it was something to worry about, it's nothing that I couldn't overcome with ease.
Uh-huh. This is going to sound so shallow, but I just want to be cuter in 2021.
Nothing wrong with it.
And that is one reason why I want to outsource more stuff. Y'all, I can't getting makeup on, trying to look more than just presentable, feels impossible these days. It feels impossible to just be like, she cute, come on, you see it, get into it. Because I'm constantly juggling the 4 kids. I'm juggling the expectations of the people who follow me and support me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm juggling a lot. So trying to be like cute, it's falling into the back burner. Obviously, with us not going anywhere, it made it less important. And it's not to say that going out and showing off being cute is important. I just would like to be able to look in the mirror and be like, oh girl, come on. I see you. So in 2021, some of that like having other people do it is so that I can like feel like I look like something. Like, mm-hmm. I want to be able to, when I come into my office, not always, my poor assistant Nikki, she be seeing me looking every type of way. You feel me? Like bonnet, my muumuu's half to the side because Amara's trying to nurse and stuff. She be seeing me in all types of light. I'd rather her see me either post-workout or post-shower, maybe fresh face, but with the clothing attire that I want to wear for the day. Like, I'm investing in more. I don't want to say investing because that sounds like I'm trying to make money off of it. I'm not. I have been purchasing more cute loungewear,
mm-hmm.
because I'm not going out of the house most of the time.
Yeah.
So instead of being in like some random t-shirt and sweats, something that's comfortable.
Yeah, I got rid of a lot of the Angels, which she would consider loungewear years ago. Ooh, it was rough, y'all.
But yeah, I do. And the reason why I feel good when I feel cute, I feel like my outside and my inside match, because I do actually care about the type of person I am. I care about how I treat people. I care about the effect that I have on people with the words that I say. And I honestly try to be a good person, not for show, but in real life. I want to make the Lord proud and him be like, girl, you were out there really trying to love on people with the love of Christ. I want to feel that way about the way I look. And it's not that I have a low self-esteem, but I know when I am like on that goddamn on struggle bus. And I don't want to be on it.
Yeah. Something else I want to change that I've been struggling with the past year and a half, 2 years, feels like, I want to start working out again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I was one of them gym heads, y'all. Like, I was always in the gym. But at least now, it's like, now I have equipment that I can use at the house. I definitely ain't going into no gym anytime soon within the next 3-4 years.
Yeah, no.
But I do want to start, I want to be able to start working out again. Just because that does something to you. When you work out, it's like mentally, physically, I feel better mentally and physically anytime I work out.
Yeah.
Just doing cardio, weightlifting. I just want to get back into that.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the other thing about this vacation. I said, I'm going to start working out again.
Mm-hmm.
Every day, just get up or sometime mid-afternoon. Do me a little hour 10.
Yeah.
You know, 30 minutes cardio, 30 minutes weightlifting. Good to go.
Somebody said get an accountability partner. Do you think that would help?
I don't listen to nobody.
He's telling the truth.
No, I might. I actually did my best workouts when I had, it was a guy just from being in the gym, and you see him every day, you end up working out, and it gets like a friendly competitive type thing, and it's just like, oh, you going up 10? All right, I'm going to go up 10. Uh-huh. Oh, you ran for
20 extra minutes, well, I'm going to do 30 extra minutes. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So that was like when I was at my strongest and best shape when I had did that. But I ain't going to be working out with nobody. It's just going to be like, hey, what you work at? What you do today? Like, I don't need that. The only reason I couldn't is one, this time around, Rona. And earlier this year, my goddamn, one of my discs in my back decided to say, I'm leaving the premises.
Why don't you and Greg start a friendly competition? Not of like who works out the best or what the finished product is.
Because I need a couple of months before I mess with Greg.
No. I mean just like in days of consistency type of competition.
Because once I'm able to, I won't come up with excuses to...
I'm not saying that you would. I'm just saying as an incentive.
I don't know I could, but that's a conversation that I don't have to have with somebody. I need the time and mainly just the time to be able to work out.
I mean, you've had the time.
Right now, I don't have the space to work out.
That is currently, yes. Yeah. But I'm saying you have had the time leading up to this.
When?
Excuse me. You've had the time. Prior to you getting Rona, you've had time.
You mean the days I was getting off work? So when was I going to see y'all?
To work out here. Oh, this is the other thing that I feel like becomes a... That is so loud, please.
Sorry.
Becomes an issue with Marcus and his workouts. Sometimes Marcus doesn't feel like if he isn't in there for an hour and a half, it was pointless to work out.
Yeah.
So you're not going to let that go.
Yeah, I'll let that go. Yeah.
Oh, okay. So that's what I mean by like, you've had 45 minutes to be able to get in a solid workout here at the house.
I don't think I have.
You really don't? Are you being honest?
Yeah.
You really don't?
It's just in the past, it's like I said, getting off work mentally or if even physically sometimes drained. It's like getting off work late. It's like, eh. And two, it's just like...
See, I feel like it's more of that, the mental and physical being drained more than time.
But, and it's also time. It's like, but if I get home, if I want to see y'all, I'm going to spend my time with y'all.
Right, but I'm just saying you have 45 minutes. All right. That's all I'm saying. You've had 45.
Whatever. Angel, you're right. You are 100% right.
I just can't believe you don't see that.
All right.
I don't know how else to put it. I'm not trying to offend you, this baby.
You're not offending me. You're just right.
No, you're being a...
I'm not. Angel is right.
He's being a jerk.
As usual.
If you're going to see me as right, I want you to see me as right. I don't want you to say it to try to think it's going to stop me from talking about it. Because you know it won't. Mm-hmm. I'll just keep talking about it. Yes, I want to get back on. I noticed that I did my best working out when I was able to get it done either early in the morning or at 1 o'clock. You remember when you were here at the house? So, I've got to figure out a way to get it back in my schedule. Again, we don't have the space. We had the space and now a bunch of stuff is in our garage. So we don't have the space anymore. That, however, is still an excuse because I have a bunch of workouts that I can do in the living room where there is space. So now I just have to put it back in my schedule. I now have to make it a priority because I too can say my schedule is so hectic. I don't have the time. I trust and believe I can find the time. I just need to do it. Let me think what else. As far as in, I took a big leap last year. I want to take a couple more this year. That is, it's an adjustment, meaning I did one big leap. One, I want to do a couple more. I'm noticing, based off of the big leap and the successfulness of the big leap that I took last year, I now see that I'm holding myself back.
Yeah.
And I want to take a couple more. And I just don't, I don't know in which ways those will be, but I'm excited about it because I know that, like, if I really listen to the Lord, it will be successful. Like, but I just have to figure out what those things are, like where those leaps are. And I love, let me tell you, the biggest thing that I loved about the box was that it was so different than what I've done. Yeah, we've done merch before, but not really. You know what I'm saying? We did some t-shirts.
Yeah.
But like, this was like a whole nother level. Getting a lipstick manufactured for this box. I would have never thought that I could do that. Like, Who you think you is? So just getting in that mindset of where can I make more leaps? Where can I make more like jumps? But waiting for the Lord. I don't want to just be out here just, and I'm going to do that. I want God to speak to me clearly. And then I want to, you know.
Yeah, but you got to act on that too, because God will speak to you clearly sometimes. And you, a lot of times you will still get in your own way.
Like, yeah, give me, I don't know. Give me a specific, please.
Like before, just with, I guess, producing things or people, you know, everybody giving you these words of Mark Angel, you can do this. And you like, eh, I don't know. Again, like we were at the church at time, and that lady that didn't even know anything about you is like, God told me to tell you. And it's the same things that we have been discussing. Yeah. And it's just like you having that fear of, oh, I don't know if I know how to do that. Or look at what so-and-so was able to do.
I think the biggest part for me, though, is that a lot of the stuff that he's talking about pertains around writing. And we just talked about this on the mukbang too. There is an extra hurdle that comes with writing that is more than, it's not a molehill. It is a mountain. Not only is it a mountain, it is a mountain that takes so much time and effort for me to try to jump over. Can you all hear the Tasmanian devil that is my child, Amar? He is so loud right now. He's having a blast. So, I know Marcus is specific, like all those things that he's talking about, it specifically pertains to writing. So I'm not sure if I need to get a writing partner, because another thing that, I can't believe I didn't start off with this. Another thing that I'm not here for in 2021 that I'm definitely changing my attitude about, or not attitude about, that I'm going to focus on, is if it don't bring me joy, I'm not here for it. I'm not here for the things mm-hmm. that don't bring me yeah. joy. So I've had a lot of people, a lot of my, especially my sorors, after I did this big thing for nationals, a lot of chapters have been reaching out to me because they want me to do stand up for them. Stand up does not give me joy. Hosting does. You want me to host? I'll give you a little set when I'm hosting. But if you think I'm just going to show up, give you a solid, listen, they be asking for 30 minutes, give you a solid 30 minutes and then yeah. bounce. No, if you're not giving me the opportunity to connect with people, really talk to them, it does not bring me joy. So the same thing in with writing, I have to figure out, because a lot of people write with a partner where it's more so they have the ideas and the partner writes. I just have to figure out what way I can do it. One,
delegate that.
I don't, it's finding the writer is one, finding someone that I can gel with that can hear the voice that's in my head. Mm-hmm. And that's the, well, that's actually the biggest thing. And then like figuring out what the rate is like for that and figuring out what the legal structure is. Mm-hmm. It is possible. I'm not saying it's not. And it could be something that gets accomplished this year.
I was just saying that doing, putting in the work of finding that versus putting in the work of actually writing, it may be a huge difference.
Oh yeah. No, I agree. That's what I was telling them. The biggest hurdle is the writing. Like, I don't even know how to describe how painful it is sometimes for me to write. It is like where the words sit in my head to how it gets to my hand feels like a gymnastics routine. And I've never and I'm not trained to do the gymnastics. And it's not like that for a lot of people. And I'm just like, oh God, why is it like that for me? So I do think that the ideas that I have for scripted shows are really good and worth being out there in the world. But I do think that the Lord is either going to have to break this mental block in me or give me the right person to partner with and to make this happen, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's truly. But back to if it don't bring me joy. Listen, I am here for joy. I am here for living a life that when I look on it, it makes me smile. I know life will not be without obstacles. It won't be without mourning something. It won't be without sadness. But my intentions will be on joy. Period. If it's not that, I'm not doing things to just get along. I'm not doing things just to appease folk. Does it make me happy? What does make me happy is this final sponsor. They are Apostrophe. Okay. Something that I know snatches a lot of people's joy is when their skin is acting up. Well, Apostrophe is here to bring that joy back into your life. Prescription acne treatment really works, but it is hard to get. You have to take time off work to see a doctor, sit in a line at a pharmacy for your medications. Until Apostrophe. Apostrophe makes it easy to see a board-certified dermatologist online. You'll get treated immediately and your medications are delivered to your home. Simply fill out Apostrophe's online questionnaire about your skin concerns and medical history. Then just snap a few selfies and your dermatologist will get back to you with a customized treatment plan tailored just for you. And the best part is that Apostrophe offers topical and oral medication so you can treat your acne from the inside out and the outside in. Apostrophe treats acne and they can also help you hit your other skincare goals. Have you ever had dark spots after a breakout? That is what I get. If I get a pimple, best believe it's leaving behind its shadow. That's called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation or PIH. And Apostrophe has prescription medication that is the most effective and fastest way to get rid of your dark spots. All right. Now, you guys, Apostrophe is so easy to use. I'm telling you, it took me all of like, I want to say 5 to 10 minutes to fill out the questionnaire and to take the pictures. And within 24 hours, I had a personalized treatment for myself. You all know I'm not big in like the whole skincare regimen, but I do fully believe that if you are having face issues, problems, you don't need to be looking to an influencer to get help. You need to be looking to a board certified dermatologist to help you with your specific skincare needs. And you are able to get that with Apostrophe. So this is what you can do, guys. Get $15 off your first visit with a board certified dermatologist at apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And use our code is this.
Is this.
This code is only available to our listeners, okay? To get started, go to apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
Click begin visit, then use the code is this.
Is this.
And sign up and you'll get $15 off your dermatology visit. That's apostrophe.com/isthis.
Is this.
And then use that code is this.
Is this.
To get your dermatology visit for $15 off. And we thank Apostrophe for sponsoring this podcast.
Argue.
Don't do that to the people. I truly, and I encourage everybody, it's so weird, especially growing up in the church, I feel like we have grown up under this notion, under this doctrine that feels like we have to be suffering in order to be worthy.
Mm-hmm.
Of the Lord's blessings. Yeah. We have to be burdened with something. Granted, we're supposed to give him our burden, but there is this like, it's this whole thing of you have to have joy in the sorrow.
Yeah, you can't reach that joy without going through the sorrow.
Yeah,
it's like you said, all the ministers and everybody, they all have this dark past. It's like, why can't you just have a great life and decide to preach to people?
Right. So I, you know, that's a big thing for me. I work hard because I want to feel as if I earn the reward. I'm done partially with that. Part of that is just a part of me. But I'm tired of feeling like I have to do most of the work, all of the work, work so hard, work myself till I'm tired, and then to only be so worn out to be able to enjoy the reward. Yeah. Like, I'm like, whoo, the reward is a nap. Why can't the reward, can't I indulge in the joy harder than I indulge in the toiling?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I just, I just want to get out of that mindset, because I feel like that's a mindset that I've had for so long. And it's a mindset that me, my sisters, and my mom purposefully works harder than most people at her job. She wants them to feel as though she is worth more than what they've paid her. And I am now tired of that for myself. I don't care if you barely are scraping past like what I'm worth and what I'm putting in. I you know, I'm not a value meal. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because you go to these restaurants, just because they charge in $150 for some steak, they don't give you more steak.
No, they don't. Matter of fact, most times it's less.
It's a smaller portion. It's a smaller portion. And I feel like I've refined my skill set enough, right, that I am giving a quality product. I don't have to be the one to do all the work.
Yeah.
I can be okay with being like, oh, no, I didn't. I did not edit that. I paid somebody. Oh, no, I did not shoot that. I paid somebody to shoot it. Oh, no, no, no. I wasn't the one that uploaded my son's homework. Somebody else did that, so that I can actually have joy in doing the craft rather than all the stuff that's around it. And I feel like 40 has afforded me that. I've been doing all the work for a long time.
Yeah. And you have that, you get that from your mom too.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Yeah, no, because Angel, she, even with how busy Angel is, a lot of your busy is doing the hustle and bustle of it.
Yes.
Which is like, quit doing all that. Right. Anybody that watches our vlogs like, Angel, you doing everything. You doing it. And she is. But yeah, she definitely don't have to.
I don't have to.
But Angel's one of those people is like, she can't not do something.
Right. But like, I would love the can't not do something to be the stuff that brings me joy.
Like, we, back when we were going to the movies, Angel was sitting in the theater and she can't just sit there and watch the movie. She has to start cleaning out her purse and organizing her receipts. You just hear paper rustling. I'm just like, why can't you just sit here and watch this movie? Marcus, I'm just doing this. Just going through organizing her purse. I'm like, really? Like, that's the type of person Angel is. She can't just sit there and not, unless it's like some housewife stuff on, and she might sit there and eat some cherries. But other than that, no. Mm-hmm. She can't just sit there.
I do my self-care. I do do that. And it be on some old ghetto self-care, but I get it in. I get in that bathtub. Amar sometimes be in that bathtub with me.
You did start doing that.
I'll be getting in that bathtub. I light some candles.
I'm so happy for you. I'm so glad you started doing that.
Thank you.
She'd be like, I'm going to the bathroom and I'm going to lock the door. She'll lock the door to the room and the bathroom, and she'll just be in there laying in that tub. I'm like, well, lay in that goddamn tub.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ask me for nothing.
And sometimes, listen, if Amar's in there, I still did self-care.
That'll put him to sleep.
Oh, yeah. He falls asleep with me in the tub. I can't get out.
Yeah, she did self-care when I was in quarantine. She said, go outside so I can come in there and get my stuff.
No, surely did. I was like, I need my bath balls, my body oils. Get out.
Standing outside with my mask on. You done? Yeah.
Oh my Jesus! So, what are you all going to change? What did 2020? I think the biggest thing that it taught me is that life is truly unexpected. We can think that we have a plan that will not be knocked off kilter. And it could completely knock us off. Everything could change. But that doesn't mean that we don't have an opportunity, if we still have breath in our body, to be able to pivot and live life to the fullest. And I know, and I don't say this lightly, not realizing that everybody was not in our situation. I was in a career that allowed for a very easy pivot. It was just like, oh, I can't act anymore. Well, I'll just focus on content and podcast creating. Not everybody could do that. Not everybody could be like, I went from, you know, working at something where that was all face to face that is now no longer an option. I understand that. So I don't take that lightly. However, with us now knowing how life can be so different and change, what are some dreams that you have deferred that you now need to start making time for? So that you're not looking at yourself thinking, well, hell, if I would have done this before the pandemic hit, I would have set myself up to be able to have done it during the pandemic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So What is that? What is that for you? What is the thing that 2020 kind of showed you that in 2021, what I'm not going to do is this, or what I am going to do is this. Let us know. Again, we want to thank our three sponsors, Pipe It, Magic Spoon, and Apostrophe. Make sure you all check them out. When you support our sponsors, you support this podcast. Also, if you are interested in having the prettiest beard you've ever seen, I need you to check out my husband's product, Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. It was so funny. We were talking to Kev on stage about this, and he didn't realize that Marcus is the only person in this house, in the world, making Man Shit. There's no manufacturing company.
I don't know what he thought.
He was like, you make it?
I'm like, yeah.
He's like, and you drop ship it? And we're like, yes, yeah. Marcus is doing all the things.
I ordered labels. It's all me. So for Man Shit, I saw a question earlier. I didn't want to jump off subject. As far as Man Shit, I do have a scented version that I'm working on.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to roll out. So y'all going to get that. I'm going to keep making the non-scented, which still has a fragrance, but it's not induced into it. Mm-hmm. I found a way to do a naturally scented thing. Actually, just like Queen Shit. Mm-hmm. It won't smell like it, but same way. And mm-hmm. then, of course, Queen Shit will go on the market as well.
Yes. So be on the lookout. Go to www.manshit.com. Again, that's manshyt.com. You can also follow Get Man Shit on IG, and we'll hopefully be having some new content by like February. Yeah, We're going to work on it.
You can go, but it ain't much on there.
Also, if you want to be notified of when the next Mama Like subscription box is going to drop, please go to the website shopmamalikes.com to sign up. If you purchase a winter box, I emailed you your Kev on Stage Studios code. That thing expires January 31st. Okay, so I can't do nothing for you. If you already have a Kev on Stage app account, the code will not work. So what you would either have to do is gift it or use a completely different email address and pause your other account to use that free month. It's whatever you want to do, but you can't use it on something that already has an account with the app, okay? So check your junk mail. I sent it. And if you still can't find it, email me. I respond to the emails. I personally am the one responding to the emails at info@shopmamalikes.com. So make sure you check it out, because I don't want you to miss out. The stuff on the app is amazing. Get the app, Kev on Stage Studios app, across all app platforms.
Please get that app. Yeah, I pay for the app.
We both did.
Yeah, we bought our own yearly subscription.
Uh-huh.
And when I tell you, I don't laugh out loud a lot. This is hard to make me laugh like when I'm watching something.
Mm-hmm.
Angel makes me laugh. But watching that app, y'all, what I'm telling you, like it's a lot. You get a lot for that little $5.99 or that $50 a year.
Also, yes, somebody asked, when will the other stuff? I have stuff on my Patreon that will be available on shopmamalikes.com here soon. I literally just need the time to go downtown to be able to have all the supplies so that when I release it, I can actually ship it out. So don't worry, that is coming. Not this week, next week. We got some big stuff happening this week that I'm not even going to try to confuse myself like that. We got some big stuff happening. I think that's it. Do we got anything else to tell them?
I'm sure, but we'll tell them next time.
Yes, you can also check out our vlogs on our YouTube channel,
mm-hmm.
That Chick Angel TV. Go and hit subscribe. Trying to hit that 100,000 mark. Finally, follow Marcus at Marcus Ain't on the Gram, Marcus Ain't on the Book, and follow me at That Chick Angel across all the platforms. You guys, we love you all. We wish you all a magnificent 2021. Don't let the craziness get you off kilter.
Please don't.
Keep your eye on the prize. We gonna make this a good year. With or without Rona. Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
All right.
Y'all have a good one, fam.
Bye.